Marcus Barber, our futurist here on 105.7 ABC Darwin. This afternoon we're going to look to the future of the Northern Territory, where I suppose we have two major industries, but both of them can be controversial in their own ways. The cattle industry, the pastoralists, and of course mining. Mining for uranium, mining for other minerals that exist beneath our soil that the cattle walk upon. Marcus, good afternoon.
G'day, Vicky. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. This is an interesting thing, and I presume it's probably something that our leaders would be discussing as well. I would hope so. Do we have to make a choice between cattle and mining, or can we have both?
I think you can have both with conditions, and I think that's the challenge and why it's a good political topic, is because neither industry of their own right can control the Northern Territory's future, if you like, and both can add some great value to it.
Let's break them down. Should we talk about the cattle industry first and the implications
Sure.
for the future of the Territory with the cattle industry? Of course, if we just look back over the last, 6 months really, we know what happened with the live export industry and all of the controversy surrounding that. But let's look to the future.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the challenges that are coming up in terms of risks within any industry sector. So for the cattle industry in particular, one of the challenges, I guess, is do our external customers, who we export to right now, are they going to continue to be our customers, or do we see them going down a different path?
Well, we've seen go down a different path. Indonesia's already said they're going to significantly reduce the amount of live cattle that they take, and so, of course, they're looking at other options.
Yeah, that's right. And Indonesia are going to, as are other areas in around the world, looking to try and become more self-sufficient. So they're trying to develop their own cattle industry, if you like, themselves. And that poses challenges for the current exporters who think right now what they do is to supply a commodity product. If they don't, what are the implications for employment inside Darwin, inside the Alice Springs area, inside some of the big pastoral sites? What do you then do in terms of being able to try and provide those employment opportunities?
Okay, so that is something that the cattle industry is dealing with, trying to figure out where they're going to export cattle to. But what about mining? Because mining seems to be an industry which, well, the miners themselves and those who run those companies, they would like to extract the minerals out of our earth. But there are some others who say environmentally it's not so good.
Yeah, I'm not so sure on whether the environmental message holds sway across the board for mining. What I think is probably more relevant is whether we make the choice between being able to use the land for eating, or use the land for extracting. And that's to some extent the debate you're seeing now with the coal seam gas industry, where farmland, really good quality soil, is being undermined, to use a pun, by the mining industry wanting to gain access to that area for exploration. Now, if we can't feed ourselves, what do you do? And the balance between the ability to feed ourselves or feed others external of ourselves or to dig is a question I don't think is necessarily being asked at a serious enough level at a political sort of realms just yet.
So what kind of ideas do you need to look at, do you think, if we're going to discuss that idea of eat or extract?
Well, eat or extract. So can we feed ourselves, first of all, I think needs to be the priority. Then can we feed others? And if you don't feed people, if you can't feed the world, you get, at a systems level, you get a much greater stress on the global world. So a lot of the wars, studies in terms of causes of conflict, often come down the ability for people to feed themselves. Now, if people are starving, you get increasing stress. Now, I'm not saying this is the cause of the mining industry, but it is part of the global food production. If they are taking over large tracts of land that would otherwise be used for food, now being turned into large pits or large holes. So that's a balance, and that will be a challenge for the mining industry going forward. And for the Northern Territory, it also starts to throw up the question between cattle versus mining. Should we enable an industry that feeds others to exist, or should we say, well, we think that industry is waning in its significance or importance, let's dig holes instead? And I'm not too sure we're hearing that sort of debate taking place just yet.
Do you think maybe there should be a shift towards more mining in the Northern Territory then, considering what exists with the cattle industry and the problems that exist with pastoralists, and even how touch and go the cattle industry is even without the reliance and without the decision by Indonesia to reduce live cattle exports?
Yeah, I think the simple decision is yes, you go down that path, but that is also a simplistic response. Some questions need to be asked. What sort of place are we in the Northern Territory? What will changes in industry sectors mean for who we are or how we see ourselves? And what are the implications. So if you go down the mining path, what does it actually mean for local townships? What does it actually mean for the territory as a whole? If you suddenly introduce the mining sector into certain areas without the support structures, you get really big pressures start to emerge in terms of costs of being able to rent your local the local place where you would otherwise live. Now, all of a sudden, that's been taken up by someone who's willing to pay more. Being able to go to the shops, that suddenly becomes a more expensive exercise because with the influx of income becomes ability for people to afford higher prices, which means the locals get squeezed out. So it's not necessarily pursuing one path or another. It's having the discussion and trying to determine whether there are implications that we are considering in maintaining our focus on cattle or developing the mining sector. And that, I think, is the challenge.